Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 27. I am so excited. I'm so grateful. I'm happy. And I am very, very pleased with all of the feedback, guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to be used as a vessel in your life. I do not take that lightly. It is something that I find so much joy in. The obedience, the discipline, the ability to speak freely, it's something that I really, really, really am so grateful for. So thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. It isn't me. I know it's all guys. So I'm grateful for that. For all of you who are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so thankful, excited, and grateful that you are here with us. I hope that you find something, whether it's this episode or any episode you're drawn to, that pours into you and gives you a bit of insight and support as you are navigating through your own personal journeys. If you have been a subscriber, you've been a follower, you've been someone who's a part of the tribe for days, months, weeks, years at this point. Thank you guys so very much for all of your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you so much for allowing me to be used as a vessel in your life. I do not take that lightly. It is definitely something that I look forward to. And it is something that I truly, truly, truly hope you all are actually able to feed off of. Now, oh gosh, you know, I of course was doing my studying and prep before this particular episode, and I will say that I'm just so humbled by God's grace, and I'm just so, the ability to be yourself and to show up as you and to be blessed the way you are and to be covered and protected and favored is not by happenstance. It does take a lot of work. It does take a lot of diligence. It does take a lot of discipline, but it is so rewarding because you, in the process, A, don't lose yourself. B, don't sacrifice yourself. C, you do not selfishly allow yourself to be used as a martyr for things that are not supposed to be connected to you. And that is something that we all, on the journey of life will experience. Now, granted, I'm speaking to you as almost a 40-year amazing woman who has been through, grown through, and experienced a lot of different things in her life. I am not of this generation. So therefore, I see things differently. I approach things differently. My faith is built different. Regardless, it's not even just about my age. It is about the experience that I've had prior to me being 21 years old. Prior to being 21, I've already dealt with loss. I'd already dealt with burying a father at 21. I only experienced a lot of growth fast. And by the time I was 21, I was already married. I'd already grown through so many different things, seen so many different things. I know God covered me through so many different things because my then husband, who was fighting through the judicial system, I had to boots on the ground. I had to figure things out. It was just a lot that I learned early from entrepreneurship. I was in my early 20s when I went into the entertainment industry, et cetera. So on, life did amazing things, but through this all, I was growing in business, growing in life, but also growing as an individual. God used me early. He brought me through things early. He allowed me to see things so much earlier than most people. I never was someone prying for attention. I didn't want to be seen. I was not going, I was always into the intricacies behind the scenes, the people, really cared about the spirit of people, the soul of people. That's why everything that I've touched has had to align with that purpose, because I understood very early that was my gift. So when I look at who I am and who I've become today, everything that I've already grown through is a big part of the pedigree of who I am today, and who I'm becoming is an extension of that, but in a different way, right? You go through life, you expand through things, regardless to your age. Sometimes there are people who are almost 40 who haven't experienced half of the things that I've experienced or half of the things that I've seen. They have no way of fathoming it. But the way I saw life, the way I I grew up with a very diverse family, so I have a very, very extensive ability to relate and to understand. And I can see things so much differently that people connect to me from all different walks of life because I am not pigeonholed into a specific box, right? And I knew very early that that would be something that I would have to fight against at times. I was always viewed as a rebel early when I wasn't really a rebel. I was being myself. And so I never allowed the labels of what other people put on me based on their limited experience or their limited understanding or their limited ability to see me stop me from being who I felt was innately who I was supposed to be. And I remember so many transformative moments vividly because I know that it's deeply rooted and connected to literally God, right? So when you look at where you are today and you look at all of the things God is blessing you with and he's allowing you to do and he has put you in a position to be responsible for so much, how you view that responsibility is also a testament of how God has worked through you and the understanding you have of that, but also the gratitude you have of that, because it isn't something that everyone gets. So here we are at this time and we have grown through a lot of things. When I think about myself, I'm thinking about the relationships that I've had. I haven't had a lot of relationships. I've only been in three, but all of them have been long term. But I've grown through and gone through a lot of different things. My first marriage was my first love. It was from 12 years old up until my 20s, you know, married, then you go through the things you grow through with that. My 20 years old was nothing like the 20 year olds typically have. Like, it should be free. It should be promiscuous. It shouldn't be, but that's what people do, right? I've always been, just a different type of woman, a different type of girl. I don't know. And a lot of it has to do with my upbringing. A lot of it has to do with just naturally who I am and how I saw myself. But then naturally, it also was God protecting and covering me. So I was able to go into spaces that other people may not have been safe in. I was able to go into those spaces covered, protected, and untouched. And so that's just another episode for another day. But these are just realizations of when you sit and you really look at your life and you sit and you think about how you were in relationships, how you showed up in career, how you showed up in jobs, how you showed up with your friends, how you entertained certain things that you wouldn't even fathom doing today, how you spoke about other things and other people and how you carried yourself and all of these things that you may deem as mistakes or you may deal as hard lessons or you may deal as whatever, has brought you to right now, to this point, to where it is that you are. And the glory of that is that you didn't arrive here by mistake, but most importantly, you didn't arrive here in the same condition that you entered this path in. You did not. And if you have, it ain't worked for you. Okay, but there's no way that God can be over your life and he can be aligning your path, even when you're unconsciously following something you don't know. I did not consciously think about God following or God aligning me or God. That came with the growth. That came with spirituality. That came with me really delving deep in the study of religions and the study of finding myself and what I believed and what I knew to be true for myself and different practices and different things that I had to do to overcome certain things. There are different phases of it all that have brought me to this place. And so therefore, I'm not coming from a limited view. I'm not coming from a limited understanding. I'm not coming from a limited way of seeing the reality of the world. I am coming from a place that is very diverse, open, and very unstructured, but it is a part of my path, right? And so when you know that, when you understand that you have arrived here and it isn't anything to be ashamed about. It isn't anything to be embarrassed by. It isn't anything to feel like, oh my God, I don't want nobody to know. Or some things ain't for everybody because it's your journey, it's sacred. But the parts of you that God is wanting you to use as a testimony. You know, you are a testament of what he can do. You're a testament of where he has placed you. And you can still have empathy for people who are still in those spaces. And you can still have empathy and sympathy for people who are trying to overcome themselves and are trying to find their way and they're trying to gain an understanding. You don't have to come from a way of critique. You don't have to come from a way of condemnation, but you got to come from a way of evolution. You're not on that level. You're not where they are. And you shouldn't be ashamed. You should never diminish the growth, diminish the path, diminish the lessons, diminish the opportunities to better yourself just to fit into a space you have outgrown. Right? You can still pour into. You can still invest time in. You can still invest energy and resources in spaces that you no longer frequent for the betterment of those who are still there. But what you don't do is diminish the growth, diminish the prosperity, diminish the lessons, diminish where God has brought you from and everything that came with that so that you can relate. Your position and your purpose is not just to relate. You're not supposed to relate. It's a revolution that's taken place through you. It's the possibility of knowing that it's possible, not because I'm breaking a generational curse. I personally don't believe in that. I believe in generational patterns. I believe that there are things that people do as families, or they do as culture, or they do as routine and habit that create a way of life for everyone who's in a part of that root, a part of that foundation, a part of that community. And that is what creates the life that many people continue to live over and over again, generations and generations again, because they have made specific choices and they've seen these choices made time after time after time. You cannot tell me that you want better if you refuse to get out of the space that keeps you bogged down. You can't tell me you want a happy relationship when you continue to do the things that create a toxic environment for relationships that you involve yourself in. There's a certain amount of growth. There's a certain amount of awareness. There's a certain amount of investment in self you have to do in order to overcome those habits, overcome those behaviors. When you're thinking about career, you can't just tell me that you want to get out of a certain industry when you do not apply yourself. You do not seek out resources to learn more. You do not seek out opportunities to network, to expand more. You are not willing to start on an entry level of a new industry because you want to feel like you're better than something you are unprepared to walk into. There's a preparation. There is a growth that's required. There is expansion that is wanted and needed. But there are opportunities that you have every single day to better yourself, to better your circumstances, and to better your environment. And sometimes that also requires removing yourself from that environment you've grown to be so accustomed to. So when you think about the responsibility of the blessings and the opportunities that God has given you, you can naturally become overwhelmed. And it's understanding why so many people decide to not go down certain paths because of the work it takes on self. It isn't about the work it takes on the place or on the people, or it's about the work that it takes on self, because there's certain growth. I grew up with this understanding that if you want to be someone different, you have to actively move in the way that you would want to be. If I want to be respected, I have to respect myself, and I have to stop allowing disrespect. I have to stop carrying myself as if I don't care. I have to stop looking like I do not care. I have to care about my appearance. I have to care about how I articulate things. I have to not be ashamed that I understand different ways of language or articulation. I cannot be ashamed to be educated or smart. I cannot be ashamed to be intellectual. I cannot be ashamed that I feel better than staying where everyone else has remained comfortable, that has proven to be stagnant for their growth, for their life. I have to do things differently. I can't see you the same way. I cannot date the same type of people and want a better life if these certain type of people can only give me a certain type of lifestyle. I have to want better for myself and put myself in spaces where that energy is welcomed or that energy creates the results I'm looking for. But it all starts with self. So as I'm sitting here and I'm doing the daily devotion, the prep work that I always do, y'all know who I am, how I am. I felt it was a compelling thing for me because I had to think about, wow, like God has blessed you, right? God is blessing you with what it is you have prayed, fasted, and continue to believe for. God is literally in the blessing business. You have been devoted. You have been disciplined. You have finally begun to see the fruit of your labor. Now, what are you going to do with those blessings? Because one thing is for sure. Everything around you is changing. Your life is changing. Your lifestyle has changed, whether this be because you've gotten promotion at work or because you have a better career or because you have fought through adversity and now you have better opportunities or because you are now a mother or a father. So you have to handle yourself in a different way because you don't want broken homes. You want a home. You want an actual family, or you are preparing to be a family. You want a different life. You want a different type of reality for your family. So you are willing to live in a different area. You are willing to do what needs to be done to sustain the lifestyle that you are wanting to have. And this means that there are ways of behaving that you're going to have to change. You're going to have to be comfortable being around different type of people, even when it looks like these people are kinfolk. Just because they skinfolk don't mean they kinfolk. And just because of the same culture, creed, or belief system doesn't mean that you're all the same. You have to be comfortable in environments that you would otherwise feel out of place in order to receive a life you are actually asking God to bless you with. Because he's not going to just bless you where you are. With every blessing comes a bigger reward, but there is also a bigger responsibility to sustain it and to continue to evolve. You can get comfortable if you want to, but it will be real uncomfortable as long as you remain complacent or stay where you are. If you want a better relationship or you want your relationship communication to be better, then you got to learn different communication styles. You got to learn how to talk to people. You got to learn how to treat people. You cannot have this entitlement for things you do not earn. Okay, so that is a reality. And being almost 40 is lessons I've learned very early. So I'm able to share, I'm able to teach, I'm able to exude that of which I'm saying to you because I've lived it for so long. So when we're thinking about development and we're thinking about the sustaining of what it is that God is blessing us with, because we've been on this journey hard and we are seeing a lot of the seeds we're sowing reaping, and it's gonna come even faster. It's happening real fast. But there's a question that continued to ring in my mind, right? And it wasn't really a question, it was more of a phrase, and it's doing things different this time. Doing things different this time. I'm being called to do it differently. I'm being called to love differently. I'm being called to speak differently. I'm being called to present myself differently. I'm being called to invest differently. I'm being called in a different space differently. I got to show up differently this time because I'm being blessed beyond my typical capacity. I've already been stretched. I've already been put in these positions that I didn't think I could even get into. I've already been given an abundance of favor. I've already been blessed with the home I love and I want. And I've already been blessed with the person I'm willing to be in a real commitment with and build life with. But I got to do things differently. I got to nurture my friendships differently. I got to nurture my relationship with self differently. I got to prepare differently. I got to pray differently. I got to fast differently. I got to keep my home differently. I got to carry the Spirit of God differently. And that has been a whole praise moment for me. because I'm willing to do it, right? You got to be willing to do it with the open heart, with the pure heart, with the spirit of God. Like, God, you have given me everything I've asked for. Now, yes, I've had to work for it. Okay. I've had to do some prayer. I had to be disciplined. I had to really put my knees to the ground. But you know what, God? I'm going to take care of these blessings a little differently. I'm going to be more a little attentive to these differently. I'm going to invest into these differently. And that's what a lot of you guys did with this fast. You fasted differently. You chose to go after it differently and look at it differently. And you chose to position yourself differently so that you can be at the space you need to be in to receive differently. This is all a part of the plan. So my question to you is, how are you going to do this differently? How are you going to sustain and multiply this season differently? When I think about Genesis, right, and I'm reading in Genesis 6 and 14, which is not my main topic, right? It isn't my main point. It isn't the main piece, but it goes into it so well. And the reason it goes into it so well is because I'm reading about Abram, and I'm reading about how he's in this space where there's war. And during the conflict, his nephew, his loved one, Lot, is kidnapped. Now, God has sent him somewhere. God has created an expectation of him. And as he's in this space that is naturally conflict, it's now hitting home differently. Right? It is hitting home differently because now you've taken one of mine. You've taken one of mine. So Abram gathers his soldiers, right? His four kings. And they rally against five kings. And the groups are starting off with the five kings rebelling against what is called Shedalamar, which is a location. And they've been there for 12 years. So they are defending where they feel they've earned to be. And one of the key battles that took place in the Valley of Siddim, when the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah were fighting against Shedalamar and his allies. So the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah went to this place to take over these kings' location, their space. Now, of course, the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah lost, okay, and they had to flee. And then their cities were taken over by the enemies, okay? At this point, Abram, his nephew Lot, who lived near Sodom, was taken as a prisoner. And one of the survivors of the battle went to let Abram know what happened to Lot. And during this time, Abram decided, I'm going to rally 318 trained men from my household, and I'm going against the captors. Okay. He overtook them. He defeated, chased them all away to Hobah, which is north of Damascus, which is the city. And he brought Lot, his family, and everything they had back to Canaan. So at this point, in verse 14, 17 through 24, the king of Sodom met Abram at the valley when he returned from winning, right? They go back, they get him, they take him back. And this particular king is described as the priest of God Most High. And because he is so grateful to what Abram has done. To what Abram has done. He blessed Abram, and Abram gave him a tenth of all that he had as a gift of gratitude. Okay. The king of Sodom offered all of his spoils to the war, or everything that he won from the war, to Abram. But Abram refused because he didn't want it to be said that the king of Sodom made him rich. So think about this in the terms of you. You're sent somewhere by God, far away from home. There's conflict, or there's some discomfort. There's some moments where it just feels like it's just a lot. It's just overwhelming. And during that time, something that you value, your family, your children, your spouse, your mama, your daddy, whomever, is taken. You got a duty. You got a duty, and your duty is to bring that loved one home. So you go, and you're going, and you win the war. You grabbing your cousin them, your homie them, everybody going, we win, we come back. Now you are given the opportunity. You repay, you know, you share the wealth, and the king in which you basically fought for and protected offers you so many goods. But because you know who you are, now there is a bit of ego, because it's like, you ain't gonna never be able to tell me that the reason I got this job was because of you. You never gonna ever tell me that I wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for you. You never gonna be able to tell me that I couldn't have done this on my own or with God. You can't get the glory out of what it is I know. And even if I wasn't speaking about the glory of God, let me tell you, that ego is something. You don't want nobody to be able to tell you who you are and what you are and what they did and what they didn't do for you, right? So when you think about that in the sense of the covenant that God creates with his people, when I'm looking at Genesis 14 and I'm thinking about how he went and he did what he had to do, chapter 14 says, or chapter 14, 20 says, blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand. And that is what the king of Sodom said to Abram. Because of the blessing, you bless me, you blessed over my life. Let me repay you. Let me give it back. Let me pay my tithe to you. And God says to him in 15, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. That's a covenant that God is making with Abram. You don't have to worry about where I send you to. You don't have to worry about the path I lead you on. That's that Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I can't fear it because I know who sent me. I can't fear it because I know who's with me. I got to have this type of faith, but I got to handle this type of victory differently. I got to handle this win differently. Because just like in Genesis in the beginning, when God created everything before destruction took place, before man and woman did their thing and created all this havoc, before God had to destroy the earth and restart it again, before that, he created it with the intention of it is all good. Everything is all good. All you have to do is not eat from the tree of knowledge of evil and good. You only eat from the tree of life. So if you got to go through hell and back, if I made it out of hell and back, and I see how God replenished everything, I see how God has turned this thing around, I cannot go back and eat from that tree he told me not to eat from this time around. So therefore, I got to do things differently. In Genesis 1, when he says in 1 and 29, then God said, I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. When God created everything in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. Okay. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth, and it was very good. It was very good. That means everything I desire is here. Everything I want is here. Everything I work for is here. Everything that is rightfully mine is here. That house I want is here. That financial blessing I need is here. That relationship that is going through its things, but it's going to overcome because it's for me, is here. All of the faith in the restoration of my health and the favor I'm needing amongst the people and the blocking from my enemies and the tools I need to defeat anything I come against and all of the shield and protection and the warrior energy I may need is here. It's all good. It's all good. And because I know that, and because I am aware of that, I gotta handle this differently. I got to do this thing differently. I got to handle conflict differently. I got to handle my moments of discontentment differently. I got to handle the drama differently. I got to handle the health concerns differently. I got to go after what it is that I know I deserve or want differently. This is where you have to understand. When God has given you something that is beyond your capacity to receive it, but he stretches you enough so that it fills you just enough and you have an overflow, you got to maintain that a little differently. You got to sustain that blessing a little bit different. You can't go about the same way that you went about. You can't talk to folk the way you done talked to folk before. You can't walk up in this place like you own it and you don't know what you're talking about like you did before. You got to handle and care for and nurture and support and protect a little bit different than you did before. This time, you got to do things differently. I got to do things differently. I got to care for myself differently. I have to have my boundaries up a bit different. I cannot handle the sudden changes and the overflow different. The same way. I got to handle it differently. I cannot go about it the same way. I can't spend my money in places when I understand that the energy exchange between the two conflict with what it is I'm building over here. I can't allow myself to be in spaces that I know I'm naturally tempted by because I'm afraid that I'll lose friends. I got to go out. I got to do things differently. I cannot have you around me if I know you're not good for me. I got to handle you from a distance because I got to do things differently. I'm praying differently. When you've been through things and you go through things and you've experienced some things, you cover yourself differently. You pray a little bit differently. You fast a little bit differently. You nurture, protect, and hold yourself accountable differently. You're called to do it differently this time. You cannot make the same mistake that you made before. You cannot live life the way you did before. You cannot speak the way you did before. You cannot allow people in your space the way you did before. There's hard lessons that have to be taught, and you've learned a lot of them. So you got to do things differently than before. He done showed you too many times how favored you are. He's shown you too much how much he loves you too many times. He's done it too much. You got to be different this time. You got to work harder, but you got to work smarter as well. You got to do it differently this time. It is not about remaining the same. You have a different responsibility. You have a different ability to hold on to things. You know that everything you touch is blessed now. You know everything you speak life into grows now. You know that you have the ability to kill or destroy with your mouth now. So you speak differently. You speak on things differently. You hold your tongue a lot more. You wish you could say the things you wanted to say. But now you also understand that your thoughts create your reality. So you're trying to think a little different than before. You are applying yourself differently than before. You're not accepting the things that you did before. You are no longer going to be a martyr for love anymore like you were before. You're no longer going to sacrifice, sabotage, overextend, and overcompensate in spaces like you did before. You are not going to neglect yourself like you did before. I am called to do it differently this time. So go ahead and be prepared for the people to say, oh my gosh, she has changed. He has changed. Oh, they're not the same. Oh, you are not. Yes, baby. I'm different. I'm different. And you should be too. But since you're not, I got to handle you differently. I'm called to handle you differently than before. I cannot have the same conversations with you before. I cannot laugh about the things you laugh about like we did before, because it wasn't funny then, but it's sure not funny now, because I understand what that loss feels like. I understand what heartbreak really feels like. I understand what it means to be really lost in the midst of the wilderness, even though you're surrounded by people who claim to be your protectors and the people that love you. And these are the people who want to see you do good. And I understand what betrayal feels like now. So I can't act like I don't have that type of pain, because pain will teach you a lesson that you never, ever thought you needed to learn. Disappointment will teach you a lesson you never thought you needed to learn. Not educating yourself about certain things, whew, can hinder you in more ways than you ever thought. It's not about wanting to be like the man or working for the man or speaking like I'm somebody else or wanting to be like I'm somebody else. I want to be whoever God wants me to be. And if that makes you uncomfortable, baby, die there. Die there in that feeling. I want you to be so uncomfortable that you just cannot bear to see me thrive. Go ahead and die right there, because God ain't done with me yet. He ain't done with me yet. That's the energy you got to have. Oh, baby, he ain't done with me yet. My light is already afflicting you. Oh, you thought you did something when you tried to block me from the blessing that God had called me to? Baby, my time was up anyway. It was time for me to be repositioned to go somewhere else anyway. But look at what you did to yourself. Taking my light away didn't make yours shine brighter, because you didn't have any. You just blinded yourself and didn't even know it. You just blocked your blessings and didn't even know it. That's the energy you got to have. Oh, you got to handle that differently. You got to handle redirection differently now. You got to approach things differently now. You got to expand the way you exist differently now. I cannot watch what I did before because it triggers me differently now. No, I don't get easily upset about things I did before because I'm healed, and therefore I approach things differently now. That's the energy you have to have. Just like when God destroyed the earth and recreated it again. Oh, I'm gonna handle this blessing differently. Relationships. You done got out of this relationship. You did wrong by the relationship. Now you get an opportunity to do right in the relationship. You got to handle that person differently now. Because once someone has been hurt, once someone has been disappointed, once someone has been let down, once somebody has felt betrayal, once somebody has felt disappointment, they can't see you the same anymore. They got to handle you differently. Y'all got to build on new territory. When you move to a different city, you can't act the way you, be yourself, but there's an evolution that should be taking place. You cannot bring small town mentality to the big city. Now, you could bring some principles that actually benefit the growth, but you can't bring that small town thinking to a big city. That's why a lot of people that move to Dallas, they come to Dallas, they from a really small place and they feel uncomfortable. They feel, unseen, unheard, unappreciated, unvalued, can't find their tribe, because you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. The big city will swallow you up. You got to stand for something. You got to be for something. You got to literally know who you are. Once you step into a space and you know who you are, it don't matter where you're from. You're going to be blessed anywhere you go. That's differently. I got to handle this shift differently. You have been called to do it differently. So now what do you do with the calling that is now upon you because of the blessings God has given to you? It's different. And that's a beautiful thing. All the changes, all the shifts, all the uncomfortable moments, all of the things that you may have felt has hindered you have really been so much fertilizer. It's contributed to the betterment of who you are. It has contributed to the betterment of who you have become. And you are so blessed because of it. That's what you need to focus on. The blessing of it all. You are so blessed. But what you going to do with the blessings now? Because now you got to hold them differently. Now you got to plant your seeds differently. You cannot allow yourself to be so engulfed in what has been that you forget you're not the same. The territory is different. The path is different. Obligations different. So what are you going to do with that? How are you going to position yourself so that you can make sure you do not make the same choices, the same mistakes, have the same patterns and behaviors as you've done before. If you want different, you've prayed for different. You have fasted for different. You have been disciplined to retain different. You cannot go back to who you were before because that's not where God blessed you. He blessed you along the way. He's blessed you on the path. Through this, you've collected some jewels. You can't get them jewels away and start from rock bottom, baby. You have learned too much. You've been exposed to too much. You've experienced too much. You have already sacrificed too much. You can't go back. Back don't exist no more. So where you are now is where you will be blessed, and you have the capacity to receive it. But do you have the capacity to sustain it? Because that comes in your ability to do it differently. You have to do it differently this time. You are called to do it differently. And that's just facts. And that's the beautiful part of being blessed. I get a start over. I get a new do. I get to handle myself and carry myself different. I'm not going to be triggered by that of which I don't control. Why? I can't control it. It's nothing I could do about it. It's about setting your own personal practical boundaries, setting your principles. What do you believe in? What do you stand for? What is it that you really desire and want? And are you with the right people? Are you connected in the right space? Are you where God assigned you to be? Or are you where your natural flesh pulled you? Are you where your ego drove you? Are you where your pride won't let you leave? Is that where it is you've been assigned to be? Because if it's not, you better get where you need to be. You better get to where God has put you, because that's where your blessing is, and you can miss your season to receive it. So make sure you're in alignment with that. And if you are where God has assigned you to, you got to handle the blessing once it comes in differently. You got to praise differently. You got to pray differently. You got to worship differently. You got to hear him differently. You've elevated. Congratulations. Now, your patterns have to change. Your routine changes. The opportunities to see things differently changes. And that's the beauty of evolution. Okay? So let's go ahead and get into our daily devotion. I'm going to start with the prayer, and then we will read from the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God daily devotional, and I will close out this episode. Thank you guys so much for all of your love and support. Again, I am so excited about this journey we have been on. God, thank you so much for provision. Just thank you for the opportunity to see, hear, and believe in you. Our path has not been straight. We have grown through so many different things. We have faced so many different obstacles, fears, insecurities, feelings of inadequacies. We've been in places where we were not welcomed but forced ourselves to stay because we longed for communion and community, even at the detriment of ourselves. But now we see things differently. We feel things differently. We have to understand things differently. Because you have positioned us in a position that is above all things that has brought us down. We are so grateful for your ability to see in us what we can't see in ourselves. We thank you for covering us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for handling all things that we couldn't handle on our own. Most importantly, we thank you for giving us the instructions we need to get through every trial and tribulation we might face. God, thank you for favor. Thank you for giving us a desire to be obedient and remain in the space we need to be for you to speak to us. Thank you for speaking into us. Thank you for comforting us when we cannot comfort ourselves. We thank you for the power you have over our lives. And we're not ashamed of you getting all the glory. We're proud about it. We're proud to be chosen by you. We're proud to be loved by you. We're so grateful for the maturity you have placed in us because we know that it is all ordained by you. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your provision. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God, in your name, we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise for all things. All things are possible with you. You have covered, protected, and filled our cups 10 times over. And for that, we are immensely grateful. There's no one like you, God. And we know that. We know that. And we are committed to handling these blessings differently. In your name, Jesus, we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay, I am reading from, again, the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God Morning and Evening Meditation Devotional. And here we go. By His Spirit, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Zechariah 4 and 6. I'm filled with God's power, filled with God's Spirit of justice and strength. That's Micah 3 and 8. As you awoke this morning, what was on your mind? Was it the challenge you will face today, or the problems you need to confront? Issues that are too massive for you to handle? God knows everything that concerns you today. And though you may not be able to conquer the difficulties on your own, God strengthens and enables you to face them by His Spirit. You don't have to rely on your own strength and wisdom. God provides His boundless resources to you. No matter what is ahead today, take heart. You will be amazed by what you can accomplish when your heart and your work is empowered by God's Spirit. Dear God, thank you for the things ahead today are conquerable by your Spirit. Thank you for giving me the strength and wisdom. Amen. The evening says, a time for rest. With all my heart, I will celebrate and I can safely rest. Psalm 16 and 9. You let me rest in the fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. Psalm 23, 2 through 3. This is a CEV version. Rest is a variety of activities that include loafing, goofing off, hanging out, wandering around, soldering, and killing time. Rest is that restorative time where you play, leave obligation and responsibilities on your desk for a while. You just let things happen. You go for undirected walks in your imaginations where you are like a small child, ready for the next adventure to turn up. For a while, you can let go of your cares and skip along behind God. Who knows what will happen? You can wear a different pair of spectacles that let you see things as if they were new. You can be like a butterfly on a summer day. Doing nothing can revive a whining spirit, and it's best done in the security and comfort of God's love. God, teach me to let myself rest in your love and care, releasing every burden to you. Amen. I am so excited and I am so grateful, and I look forward to our next daily devotion. Guys, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for caring. Thank you for committing. And I hope that you are remaining gentle with yourself and gentle with others. Until our next daily devotion, remember, we are called to do it differently this time. Make God proud. Congratulations. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode. Bye.